让我们来看哥罗西书第三章第五到第八节。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 5-8.
我会以华语来念，然后文龙弟兄就会以英文来念。所以你们要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。贪婪就是与拜偶像一样，因这些事，神的愤怒就必临到那悖逆之子。当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过，但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 5. Put to death therefore whatever belongs to your earthly natureSexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life that you once lived, but now you must rid yourself of all these things, such as anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，愿你的灵在我们当中，叫你的话语如同种子一样种在我们心里，叫我们的心是肉心，愿意聆听你的话，并且遵行你的旨意，在我们的生命中按时候结果子。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我以为200个人声音会大一点。平安。
平安。
终于嘛，对吗？难得现在。两年来的第一次200个人。
So first time in about 2 years that we have 200 people in the sanctuary.
我们的礼堂那边还有多30多个 choir room 有10个，然后家里还有另外一半的会友。
So about 30 more in the auditorium, 10 in the family room, and certainly a bunch of others in our families as well.
今天的经文呢，要延续我们这个哥罗西书的这个思路。
So this morning's passage is a continuation of the school of thought on the book of Colossians.
然后保罗呢，如果你有听上个礼拜的讲道，就是鼓励这个教会说，你们要思念上面的事。
So as you recall from the sermon last week, Paul encourages the church, set your mind on things above.
你们不要再思念地上的事了。
Do not set your minds on earthly things.
为什么呢？因为你们已经死了，你们的生命现在是跟基督一同在神里面了。
Why is that so? For you have died, and your life is now hidden with Christ and God.
要思念上面的事，不要再思念地上的事。
Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things.
可是，如果我们其实一直以来长期性的都是思念地上的事。问题就是，也不是说改就改，说变就变，说换就换的。
So, however, if we have perpetually set our minds on earthly things in the past, these old habits are indeed very difficult to break.
一旦思念变成习惯，那思想思路就会变成一成不变。
So once thoughts become our habits, these really indeed die really hard.
思想最厉害。也是最可怕的地方呢，就是思想会变成自动化。
So the most amazing aspect of our thoughts, our thinking, and perhaps also the most lethal, is the notion of automaticity in habit formation.
有一个学者就说 ，habits is not frequency but automaticity， 也就是这个惯性，它并不是说有多做少，不是频率的问题，而是你变成自动化了。
So there's a school of thought whereby it talks about habit formation not being driven by frequency, but it's just the fact that it becomes more of an automated reaction to things around us.
基督徒也是一样的。
This is the same for Christians.
来到教会就想坐一样的位置。
So when we come to church, we want to be seated in the same place.
相信大家分成四个区很不习惯哦。
The fact that I think we are segregated into four zones, I'm sure that's something that we are not used to.
看到熟悉的面孔就说一样的话。
When we come across familiar faces, we engage in similar conversations.
我们的思想其实就是有这种所谓的自然反应。
Therefore, our thinking is somewhat of a form of this natural association or reflex.
所以就算是信基督了，很多时候还是很不自觉的就会跑回去联想惯有的我们的老我，我们的旧我的那种思维路线。
So even though we have trusted in Christ, we unwittingly revert to a form of mental association of our old self.
而这个就是成为新造的人最大的一个障碍。
And this is therefore the most significant impediment in becoming the new creation.
让我打个比喻。
Let me draw an analogy.
我们通常都会说触景生情啊。
We often say in Chinese, sight which evokes memories of the past.
其实这个就是我们思维的这个惯性的联想力。
In fact, this is simply just a habitual association in our thinking.
我最近看一个节目叫做《非诚勿扰》，大家有看吗？
Pastor Tang Lan has been watching this reality series called If You Are the One.
它是中国的一个相亲节目。
It's a Chinese
综艺节目。
It's a entertainment program, a dating show, based out of China.
所以如果你看到那个女生看到心动的你就留灯，然后如果你觉得啊这个是绝对不会匹配成功的，你就赶快灭灯。
So basically if who you see strikes a chord in your heart, you kind of hit the buzzer, and if you think the odds of a successful match, you know, it's not so good, you just not do that.
然后一个男生如果出现，然后他对他的前女友呢一直念念不忘，不管你讲什么话题他都会联想他的前女友的话。
So if a male contestant were to emerge and he were unable to let go of his ex, and whatever topics that popped up, he associates with his ex.
只要有任何一个男生，哪怕就是有一丝丝的有表现出这样的一个倾向，哇，你会看到立刻大部分的女生就会赶快灭灯。
So if these a very slight hint of such tendency even emerges in you know some of these conversations, most of these women will definitely just walk away and not hit the buzzer.
我相信大家都明白，理由是很简单的。
I think everyone is aware this reason is painfully obvious.
因为如果你的旧的感情呢，一直那个思路还在，那一直藕断丝连的话，又怎么会有新的感情呢？
As you know, if the entanglement of previous relationships, however minor, still persist, how will new ones emerge and flourish?
同样的，如果一个人他不是断掉他的这个旧人，尤其是这个旧人里面的这个惯性的思维，又怎么活出新的人呢？
So similarly, if one did not thoroughly break yourself from the old self, particularly the way and way of thinking, how will he or she be able to live out the new creation?
所以保罗在这里讲到这个穿上新人成为新的人这个事情的时候呢，就告诉教会说他们必须致死他们的旧的坏行为。
For Paul in telling the church to live out the new self instructed them to rid themselves of their old sinful earthly ways.
人的犯罪的行为例子当然很多了，你要讲也是讲不完的，整个生命记都有。
And certainly, I think if you look at the myriad of examples of men's sins and stumbles.
可是，在今天在经文里面呢，保罗就特别的列下了有两个清单。
But in this passage this morning, the ones that Paul highlighted, there are two.
如果我们综合前面的跟最后一句的呢，不外乎就是两件事情，一个是关于性欲的事情，另外一个是关于嘴巴的事情。
So if we were to condense what was in the text, there are primarily two categories, matters pertaining to sexual desires, and secondly, sins of the tongue.
其实你我都知道了，不是每个人都有这些问题。
But as you are aware, these issues may not be applicable to everyone.
不管你是不是基督徒，有些人真的他本身就是不是好色的。
Whether or not one is a Christian, there are those who are just not bewitched or tempted by external beauty.
有些人他们不被美色引诱。另外有一些呢，他是本来就是沉默寡言的那种。
And there are those that they have this inclination. There are those who don't.
如果你是具有生俱来本来就是有这种自制力，那当然是恭喜你了。
And if you are in possession of such innate ability to control yourself, kudos to you.
可是无可否认的，当保罗把这些列下来的时候呢，你不能否认说，不管是从以前到现在呢。这一些问题其实是很普遍的。
But without a doubt, the issues that Paul had focused on from ancient times to the present, these are all very commonplace.
有一句话说，娼妓是人类最古老的职业。
There's a saying that prostitution is the world's oldest profession.
然后你最近这个疫情爆发的时候，最开始的时候呢，就是这个 KTV 有人犯规。
So in this recent outbreak of the COVID in Singapore, as you recall, in the early stages, there are those who broke the rules at KTVs.
政府的管制也是防不胜防。
It's not something which could have been forestalled by the government's mobility restrictions.
嘴巴的问题那就更不用说了。
And it's even more challenging when it comes to a sin of the tongue.
当雅各在他的书信里面说信心一定要有行为的时候，雅各就用了整个第三章来讲这个舌头的问题。
When James spoke about actions and deeds going hand in hand in faith, he dedicated the entire third chapter of the book to issues of the tongue.
嘴巴的问题到了今天呢，祸从口出就演变成为网上文字的问题。
So, however, in this day and age, this issues of trouble arising from the tongue has since evolved to words online, words on the internet.
你不要以为不用嘴巴就可以了，用打出来也是问题。
And just being expressed in words sometimes even more troublesome.
有人说，谣言止于智者。如果是真的话，那网上的智者真的是太少了。
And there is some who believe that rumors were indeed to stop with the wise. But if that's the case, perhaps there are too few wise men and women in society today.
现在如果你在街上骂人的话，
So if you were to take a chance and vent your anger on someone out in the open,
大家知道哦，很快就会被拍下来，然后放上网，你就会上热搜。
And you know that you'll be captured on videos, quite quickly uploaded, and you'll be trending on social media before you know it.
所以现在每个人都变成键盘侠。
And these days, everyone has become somewhat of a keyboard hero.
在网上发脾气，然后以匿名的方式呢，就是暴露自己原本的那种恶念。
You vent your frustration, you reveal kind of what your true impure intent online, though just anonymously.
所以保罗所列下的这些课题呢，其实就是人最惯性的问题。
So the issue that Paul had listed are in fact the problems which arise through a force of habit.
要么就管不住嘴巴。要吗就管不住性欲。
And perhaps just unable to tame your tongue or your loins.
思想导致行动。
Thoughts become actions.
行动就导致惯性。
And actions become habits.
惯性呢就导致你的思维也同样思维惯性。
And habits therefore become a mode of thinking through automaticity.
这就是新造的人要重新开始改变生命最大的障碍。
This is the largest obstacle faced by the new creation in wanting a new beginning and life transformation.
所以保罗说，你一定要致死他，一定要丢弃他。
And therefore Paul says you have to put that to death and get rid of those earthly thoughts.
一个新的人怎么样脱离旧的人呢？
So how does a new man break off from the old?
我为了这次的分享就阅读了许多关于人的惯性的最新的科学研究。
In preparation for this sermon, Pastor Xiao Hui had reviewed a few pieces of latest academic research related to habits and formation.
如果你想要戒掉你的坏习惯的话，最有效的方法呢，就是彻底改换环境。
So the most effective way to eradicate your bad habit is to have a complete and thorough change in your environment or surroundings.
所以，比方说，如果你每次上电影院，你就想要吃爆米花。最有效的方法就是不要上电影院呐。
So perhaps if you cannot help yourself by popcorn every time you go to the movies, the easiest thing to do is just not go to the movies altogether.
有谁是看电影一定要吃爆米花的吗？
Who amongst us has that habit?
所以也有很多人说，哦，哇，我每次进入教会，哇，就好像一个新的开始。
And many would say that every time they walk into a church, they feel like it's a new beginning.
有时候你会看到，有时有人换了教会，哇，就好像重新做一个基督徒一样。
And some who have changed churches have felt like, oh, I've become a Christian, or the experience of becoming a Christian, that's new.
这里不是鼓励大家换教会了。
And Pastor Xiao Hui is not encouraging you to change.
不过无可否认的就是，如果你要打断那个旧思维，你要重新做人，这个是最直接的方法。
But there's no doubt that such would be the most effective way to get rid of the old habit, the old way of thinking, and to need a new life.
可是研究也发现说，虽然这个换环境的方法有效，可是很可惜，它是一个治标不治本的方案。
But this research similarly indicates that perhaps these might be effective, but only addresses the symptoms but not the root cause.
因为如果你的思维不改的话，如果你还是回到电影院，你还是惯性的想吃爆米花。
Because if your frame of mind remains unchanged, whenever you go back to the movies, you still yearn for those popcorn.
因为那个思维还在。
Because your mode of thinking is still there.
如果你就算是换了教会，可是呢，你慢慢慢慢在那个新教会里面习惯呢，新教会也会变成老教会。
So you were to move to another church, and but over time, this too will become a habit, and the new church will then become old.
那个思维还在，老毛病还是会跑回来。
So the mode of thinking is still there, and the root cause will rear its ugly head again.
所以其实换环境的这个方法呢，不是保罗这里所说的致死，也不算是弃绝，最多你说是逃避而已。
So having this change in environment, your surrounding, does not really qualify as what Paul had described as put to death or get rid of, but rather it's just a temporary fix.
一个新的人怎么成为脱离这个旧的人呢？
So how does the new creation become completely detached from the old self?
我们一定要直接的攻击这个惯性思维。
We must confront this habitual thinking heads on.
一定要斩断这个旧的这个思想的这个联系的方式。
We have to break off this mode of mental association of the old.
然后呢，要才只有这样才能够开启这个新的思维路线。
So this is the only way to enable and provide for white space for a new way of thinking.
首先呢，你就必须在你的惯性思维里面呢，植入一个事实，重要的事实。
First and foremost, you must implant a very important fact into your way of thinking.
在今天里面呢，今天的经文里面，保罗说，神的愤怒必须临到，必临到。
In the text this morning, Paul shared, the wrath of God is coming.
弟兄姐妹，神的愤怒必临到，这个是一个事实。
Brothers and sisters, the wrath of God is coming, and that's a fact.
除了今天的经文里面，保罗其实在他的书信里面，罗马书啦、帖撒罗尼迦前书啦、以弗所书啦，提了多处，总共至少15次。
Besides the passage today, Paul had alluded to this 15 times, captured in the book of Romans, 1 Thessalonians, and Ephesians.
不单单只是保罗了，其他的新约作者都有提到，旧约当然更有。
And it's not just restricted to Paul. Other New Testament as well as Old Testament authors have done the same.
保罗会如此看重这个事情呢，是因为神的愤怒必临到，这个是一个事实。
Paul values this strongly because it's a fact that the wrath of God is coming.
在旧约里面，你到底相不相信神的愤怒必临到这个事实，就是分辨到底你是不是义人还是恶人。
In the Old Testament, whether or not you believe in this fact is the dividing line between the righteous and the wicked.
义人必因为神的愤怒这个事实而谨言慎行。
The righteous will be cautious in their words and their deeds because the wrath of God is coming.
而恶人呢，就因为藐视这个事实，当神不存在，他们就任由放纵。
And the wicked, on the other hand, will indulge in their desires as they view this with contempt.
我觉得神的愤怒必临到这一个事实，我觉得就好像疫苗一样，你必须接种在你的思维里面。
I think this fact of the wrath of God is coming is in fact akin to our thought process needing vaccination.
弟兄姐妹，你接种了这个疫苗没有？
Brothers and sisters, have you been vaccinated with this?
你要让神的愤怒这个事实成为你，不管是你在性欲上犯罪之前，还是你在口无遮拦之前呢的，必须接种在你这里，并成为你的第一个自然反应。
Let this fact about the wrath of God be your first reflex action to your impure desires and issues with the tongue.
这样，如果你有的话，不管是别人想要暗算你啦，影响你啦，诱惑你啦，至少你在你的思维里面有这个第一个防线的免疫力。
So when you have this vaccine with you, when others attempt to influence or tempt you, you at the bare minimum, your thought process has a first line of defense, a first line of immunity.
至少你在出轨之前，至少你会明白你想到的是神的底线。
Before you fall off the wagon, therefore, the first thing you recall is God's baseline.
在你发怒之前，在你的嘴巴还没有张开之前，你先想到的是神的愤怒。
So when you're furious before you even open your mouth, think about the wrath of God.
所以我就把这个真的是当成是好像是接种了疫苗一样。
And therefore, I think this is similar to just being vaccinated.
你就好像有了一个悬崖勒马的一个最后的警告。
And therefore, you have a final warning before an imminent disaster.
就算是真的出事情啊，哦，我们说打疫苗至少，啊。希望还不至于无可挽回。
So even if things were to go south, as we know with the vaccination, one can hope that it will not be irreparable.
所以最后我们要问，到底怎么样接种这个神的愤怒必临到的疫苗
？So how do we actually get this vaccination of the wrath of God?
心理学家这里有一个方案，当然你可以有你自己的方式，这边只是一个参考。
And psychologists suggest a way which we can use as just as a reference.
他说，如果你常常觉得你这个克制私欲这个事情，你往往是有心无力的话。
So if you feel that you are often powerless towards suppressing or overcoming your desires.
或者是你这种讲话祸从口出，你是特别容易冲动的人。
And perhaps you are somewhat impulsive, so you are vulnerable to a loose tongue.
你可以尝试操练，这里叫做执行意向。
And you can practice what they called here implementation intentions.
什么是执行意向呢？
What exactly is implementation intention?
就是你必须为你的这个目标要达到的目标做出具体的指示，你要告诉你的思维怎么想。
And you must therefore set tangible or specific instructions for your goals. You have to tell your way of thinking how to think.
所以它是一个如果我就的一个 statement， 你要放在你的脑袋里面。你可以告诉你自己，如果我遇到某某某某情况，一般上你会碰到的诱惑，我就怎么样怎么样，而这个怎么样怎么样，你就自己填进去，你觉得一个新的人该有的惯性的样貌。
So this is somewhat of a thought experiment, and you can ask yourself, if I were to be tempted again as I have been in the past, and I will lean on this thought process of a new creation.
比方说，你说如果我在网上我看到有色情的东西，或者我想要有这个看到色情的东西，我就比方说我就立刻会想到神的愤怒。
If you take an example, if I get online and perhaps materials that are not clean come conjure up in your mind, I would perhaps first think about the wrath of God.
或者你说我会关掉电脑，或者我说我会读圣经。
And perhaps you say I'll just shut down my laptop, my PC, or read the Bible.
如果我生气的时候，
If I were enraged,
或者我想要以牙还牙的时候，
and I want to exact revenge,
或者你说我如果我碰到这个人的时候，
perhaps you say if I run into this person,
整天你整天看不顺眼的这个人，你先告诉你的脑，如果我看到这个人，
and you tell yourself ahead of time, if I run into this person,
我就想到耶稣的爱人如己。
I recall Jesus' command of loving your neighbor as yourself.
你要种下这个疫苗。
You have to have this vaccination, or this vaccine in your thought process.
如果结婚的人，你说如果有女生邀请我私下约会。
And for those who are married, perhaps if there's a somewhat of opposite sex asking you out,
我就要想到我爱我的妻子，如同耶稣爱教会。
And you have to remind yourself that you love your spouse, you love your wife as Jesus loves the church.
如果我想要讲粗话、讲谎话的时候，
and if we're to actually be inclined to lie or to swear,
或者你是那种已经是惯性了， perhaps, 所以你就讲，如果我讲粗话，如果我讲谎话，
perhaps it's part of your habit the way you speak, and if you're to swear or about to swear,
我就想到神的愤怒，
and the wrath of God will come to mind.
我就立刻赶快认错道歉。
I will immediately acknowledge my mistakes and I will apologize.
你必须告诉你自己这些话。
You have to remind yourself constantly of these.
你自己想你该做的是什么样的决定。
And you have to make this call for yourself.
代替你的惯性思维。
Replace your habitual thinking cap.
成为你的新习惯。
And these should become your new habit.
只有这样，致死你的老我，你的旧我。
In this way, only in this way would you be able to put your old self to death.
穿上基督，做新的人。
And to put on Jesus and to become a new creation.
让我们祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们来到你面前，我们感谢你，因为主啊，你帮助我们，你也 赐下你的爱子耶稣基督，叫我们能够知道新的生命就已经在我们里面，我们是的生命已经在天父里面了，叫我们活出新人，弃绝旧人。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。今天是家庭日
，It's Family Day today。
然后呢，所以我下半就分我的信息就分两段。
So the actually two halves of the message this morning。
我下半段的信息呢是关于我们喜年堂这个家，然后我做了一些反思。
The second half of this message is Pastor Xiao Hui's reflection of our Jubilee Church family。
所以就叫大家呈上了你们呢到喜年堂之路的分享。
And we've asked our members to share your road to Jubilee。
我看到了大家呈上的这些见证，几乎是有将近100个。
And Pastor Xiao Hui has reviewed the testimony shared, and there are almost 100 of these.
其实我们就好像梁山伯的好汉一样。
We're like the heroes of 梁山。
不是被逼上梁山了，是说我们每一个人都有自己的故事。
More about each and every one of us having our unique story as to how we end up in Jubilee.
虽然有许多人还没有呈上你们的见证。
Even though there are many others who had yet to share the testimonies.
我就当作是你们一家人一份了。
I'll regard one testimony shared per family.
所以其实呢，这一百个见证呢，其实也是足够代表性了。
So from that perspective, these 100 testimonies are indeed very representative.
在一百个见证里面呢，大多数其实都是家人朋友带来的。
So the majority of these 100, they came to Jubilee being brought by friends and families.
一百个里面有16个说他们是朋友或者是同事或者是认识的人介绍来。
These about 16 of them came by way of friends, colleagues, or just people whom they know.
我特别分享于小的见证，因为他的这个故事真的是一个带一个，一个带一个。他说我的朋友，春秀是被他的朋友带来喜年堂。
So Yu Xiao wrote, his friend Chun Xiu was brought to Jubilee by her friend.
然后呢，他觉得，然后这个春秀就觉得说这里很好，然后呢就推荐我来。
So Chun Xiu felt that she really liked this church and therefore suggested that Yu Xiao come to Jubilee as well.
他说是一个很不一样的地方，然后对于小来说，哎，听起来很神秘。
And sharing that this is a unique place, and Yu Xiao felt that perhaps it's somewhat mysterious, and I should check this out.
于是我就跟着他来到喜年堂。
And followed her to Jubilee.
第一次听到教会的讲道是长安牧师讲道。
And the first sermon he had heard was a sermon given by Pastor Chang An.
哇，那时候就觉得很有爱。
And Father will share with love.
然后呢，见到几个喜年堂的会友也是有礼貌、很亲切，让我很感动。
Interacted with a few members of the church, all warm and polite, he was touched.
所以呢，后来也就继续来喜年堂崇拜。
And thereafter, he continues to come to Jubilee for worship.
难怪长安牧师常常说，他每一篇讲道都是一个福音、传福音的讲道。
The wonder Pastor Chang often says that every single sermon that he gives is basically spreading the gospel.
然后另外也有十个，一百个里面有十个呢，他们开始是朋友，后来就变家人。
And about ten of these 100 who were friends to begin with and eventually became families.
怎么是朋友变家人呢？就是开始他们带他来的时候是男女朋友，然后呢，最后就变成丈夫妻子了。
So how does this work? So basically, they brought their significant others to church, and eventually they got married.
我觉得玉薇姐写的蛮有趣的。
So Sister Yu Wei wrote an interesting comment.
她说她是选民弟兄带来的。
And she said Brother Xuan Ming brought her to Jubilee.
然后关系那边她写 husband to be at that time, now husband of course.
So that's the it speaks for itself.
啊，只差一个 Abudan. 然后呢，被家人带来的，哎，也有很多不同的关系种类。
And those who came by way of family, there are different categories as well.
一百个里面有26个呢，说他是被家中的长辈带来的。
26 of whom came to Jubilee through the older generations and their family.
长辈里面呢，也有些说他们是祖父母带来的啦，有些说他是父母带来的啦，有些说是姑姑带来的啦。哎，也有很也有趣的，有些说是他们的家公家婆带他来的。
So these include grandparents, parents, aunts and uncles and in-laws as well.
陈汉说他是祖母带来的，他说我们小时候也没有选择。
So, Aldous Hanan said he came by way of his grandmother, not that he had a choice when he was young. Yeah.
耀宗长老的分享蛮有趣的。
Elder Ivan had an interesting sharing.
他说他是他的外婆，外婆是喜莲堂的长老。
Ivan's grandmother was an elder in the church.
然后呢，他说，不过很有趣的呢，他的孩子都不在喜莲堂，相信是在其他的教会。
And fun, in a funny way, none of the children are now still in Jubilee.
他说，唯独是他的一个孙子还留在喜莲堂。
Except the lone grandson in Ivan.
不过耀宗长老没关系。
But no matter, Elder Ivan.
因为你也是喜莲，现在你变成喜莲堂的长老。
You are now an elder of the church.
所以你从此呢，一家可以重新在喜莲堂开枝散叶 ，no problem.
Let's start anew with your family to grow and blossom again in Jubilee. And as an aside, I too came to Jubilee by way of Elder Ivan many, many years ago.
林森一家也是哈。好，然后另外有四个是说他们是家中的平辈带来的，所以这就包括哥哥姐姐啦、弟弟妹妹啦、堂兄弟表，还有表兄妹都有。
So another four came to Jubilee by way of the peers, meaning the siblings, cousins, and so forth.
然后有两个呢说他们是孩子带来的，所以有些是孩子带母亲来。
And two said they came to Jubilee by way of their kids, so kids bring the parents to Jubilee.
除了是家人朋友带来的呢，其他的当然都说他们是自己走进来的。
And besides friends and families, therefore those, there are those who came on their own.
自己走进来的呢，基本上分成两种。
And there are two subgroups.
一种呢是搬家到附近。
And first will include those who have moved nearby.
然后呢，这样回答的有，比方说杨家啦，杨天成，长老一家，已故的邓宝芬姐妹、Amy 姐妹、Angeline 姐妹，都是这样分享。
And the family of Elder Yang fits into this category. This deceased sister Ding, sister Amy, and sister Angeline as well.
所以施昭弟兄说 ，grandparents stay near church. 我的祖父母住靠近喜莲堂，然后很有趣，他说我的一家必须一定要参加教会。
So Brother Si Jiao shared that the grandparents stayed near Jubilee, and my family must attend church.
这样子的例子也有，好像说林维赫、苏瑞月，就是你们认识嘉荣他们一家家的，都是他们说他们是从1953年就从鳌岗搬过来，然后鳌岗搬过来呢，当然就找附近的教会就留在这里留下来。
So the family of Wei and Sui Yue similarly moved to this neighborhood from Haogang in 1953 and has stayed here ever since.
不过令我惊讶的是Joseph 弟兄的分享。
And Pastor Xiao Hui was positively astonished by Brother Joseph Tan's response.
Joseph 弟兄说他的一家人祖母、母亲弟兄姐妹呢，他们是56年搬过来喜莲堂。
So Brother Joseph shared that his family, the grandmother and mother and siblings, came to Jubilee about 56 years ago.
不过他们不是鳌岗哦，他们是从德洛阿耶搬过来的时候呢，就来喜莲堂。
But they moved here from德洛阿耶 56 years ago.
然后之前他们是德洛阿耶 Methodist 的。
And prior to that move, they attended德洛阿耶 Methodist Church.
我们现在想起来会觉得，我读的时候，德洛阿耶其实很靠近嘛。
But actually,
不像鳌岗哦。
But now that if you kind of think about it, read, it doesn't seem that far.
不过我们要想象，这个是56年前。
And but if you think back 56 years ago,
所以可能交通环境交通不大一样。
And the transportation infrastructure back then is very different.
所以我可以想象从 have 他们在 Bill Crescent 那边要走到德洛阿耶呢，走路要45分钟。
So to think to have to walk from the Bill Crescent back to the previous church, it would take about 50 minutes.
所以我肯相信他们走了半小时，看到喜莲堂就留下来了。
So I guess they stop halfway and just decide to attend Jubilee from then on.
我也很喜欢Rebecca 陈瑞忠的答案。
And Pastor Xiao Hui liked Sister Rebecca sharing.
她说我是中国的基督徒。
She says I'm a Chinese Christian.
到了新加坡就寻找一个能给我温暖有熟悉的感觉的教会。
And after arriving to Singapore, I began to search for a church which can provide me warmth and familiarity.
我去过好几间教会。
I visited several.
喜莲堂是一个充满温暖的教会。
Jubilee is a warmth-filled church.
所以我就选择了禧莲堂。
And I chose Jubilee Church.
后来他的孩子也洗礼了。
And her kids as well have been baptized subsequently.
所以不管你是千里迢迢从中国来到这里。
So whether you're here from China, being thousands of miles away.
或者你是从多洛阿耶这样子过来到禧莲堂。
Or if you just simply move from 多洛阿耶。
就感谢你们因为禧莲堂的温暖选择留下来。
We thank you for choosing to stay because of the warmth of Jubilee.
除了搬家，因为搬家而过来的，有些是因为附近找工作找到这里的。
And besides those who have moved, there are those who actually are here because they work in the neighborhood.
这样的故事有周神荣长老的故事，也有这个嘉永弟兄的故事。
So Elder 周神荣 and Brother 嘉荣 fit into this category.
唯一的不同是时代的不同。
The only difference being there's a difference in era.
嘉永弟兄说他是用谷歌找到这里的。
So Brother Jerome mentioned that he found Jubilee by way of by assistance of Google.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你有用 Google Map 的，你就给禧莲堂留一下一个 positive review.
So to help us out, please leave positive reviews.
那 positive review 的现在只有我跟 Mark 两个人的 positive review.
So thus far is the only two reviews by.
像人家谷歌的话，可能只有嘉永留下来。
So do help.
好，走进来的另外一个例子呢，是因为我们的事工进来的。
So the second category of those who had come on their own was due to our various ministries.
我们以前有华园团契教英文，还有举办这个户外活动。
We previously had 华园团契 teaching English as well as holding other outdoor activities.
因为这个事工来到来的有林武姐妹、董琪姐妹、小袁姐妹、马袁姐妹等等，相信很多了。不过留下填写这个 form 的就这些。
And there are many who have come to Jubilee as a result of the ministry, although only a few have shared their testimonies.
我们的事工也包括我们的主日学，我们的幼稚园。
Our ministry efforts also include the Chinese kindergarten and Sunday school.
丽红姐妹说，她是因为要找一个有完全体系的主日学的教会，所以乃会介绍她过来的。
Sister Lu Hong shared that she was seeking a church with a systematic and integrated Sunday school program, and Pastor Nai Hui recommended that she attend Jubilee.
Kun Hong 弟兄说是因为他的女儿 Angel 在我们的这个新州幼稚园，所以他一家就选择来禧莲堂。
So Brother Kun Hong's family chose to worship at Jubilee because her daughter Angel was schooling at the Chinese kindergarten.
我们的事工也真的是随着时代不断的改变。
And our ministries as well has evolved and adapted with time.
当年冯淑师姐妹呢，她是因为要找一个福建化的教会，她被介绍过来禧莲堂。
So some time back, Sister Feng was introduced to Jubilee because she was seeking a Hokkien-speaking church.
今天呢是现在呢是这个嘉颖姐妹，她今年为了找一个华文教会，她就找到禧莲堂。
And now we have an example in 嘉颖，是嘉颖 for example, and she joined this year because she was seeking a Mandarin-speaking church.
瑞龙和瑞慧呢，是因为我们在马来西亚芙蓉教会那边的宣教过工作，所以认识禧莲堂。
瑞龙 and 瑞慧 found Jubilee as a result of our outreach effort in Seremban in Malaysia.
这些都是因为我们在教会里面的本身的事工能够吸引人过来。
And these are all examples of those who had come as a result of our ministry efforts.
除了我们本身的事工，我们也有参与其他教会的或者是机构的事工。
We have also participated in the outreach efforts of other organizations.
就好像这个李宝珠姐妹啦，还有黄宝正姐妹啦，她们都是在布道会里面信主的。
And for instance, Sister 李宝珠 and 王宝正 came to know God at the gospel rally.
然后呢，都是那时候有这个陪谈员在那个布道会里面跟他们谈，然后就把他们带到禧莲堂。
And thereafter, counselors at the rally had conversations with them and recommended that they attend Jubilee.
于林姐妹说是因为他们这个有这个校园团契借用我们这边的场地，然后呢因为这样子而认识禧莲堂。
Sister Yulin came to know Jubilee because her campus fellowship was actually using our church's facilities.
我相信在往后的日子呢，在事工方面，以后如果以后有人填写，可能他们会说是因为幸福小组来到禧莲堂，或者是我们其他的外展，现在在开展的外展施工而来到禧莲堂。
I believe that going forward there will be many others if we have these forms up that would say that they came to Jubilee because through efforts of ministries that we are participating in or just in Earth with Happiness Cell, for instance.
陈雅荣姐妹说，她是因为参加 亲密之旅来到新年堂。
Sister Chen Yaorong came to Jubilee because she attended the journey to intimacy.
让我在这里分享她的见证。
Please allow me here to share her testimony.
她说她离开教会其实差不多有九年了。
She said she left church for about 9 years.
然后在这九年里面呢，都去过许多不同的教会。
And over this period, she attended many different churches.
直到后来呢，她在2016年参加一个亲密之旅的小组。
And in 2016, she joined a cell group at Journey to Intimacy.
这个小组是唯一一个全部都是基督徒的小组。
And this cell was the only one that was composed solely of Christians.
她说，在这里我觉得安全、被肯定、被接纳，然后这个对我很重要。
And she shared here that in this cell group, she felt at ease, affirmed, and accepted, and this was of utmost importance to her.
在小组里面，我感受得到上帝的爱。也知道自己没有被忘记。
In the cell group, she said, I felt the love of God in the cell and that I had not been forgotten.
宝文和秀芳就提议我先去上查经班，他们陪同我报名。
So, Bao Wen and Xiu Fang suggested I attend a Bible study and they helped with my registration.
在那里我就了解神的话语，并且重新与上帝再次链接。
And there I began to reestablish my relationship with God, starting with understanding the Word of God.
他们鼓励帮助我，也帮我一起带着才不到一岁的孩子搭地铁啦，去查经班啦，吃饭也尽量找附近的粥品店。
So they encouraged and guided me, and even helped me just, you know, take trains to the Bible study with an infant who was barely a year old then.
在许多的事情上都迁就帮助我们母子。
And in many, many ways, they accommodated my needs and my concerns.
他们从来不逼我尽快去教堂。
And they never rushed me to attend church.
我过后也参加了喜年堂的小组。
And thereafter, I joined one of Jubilee cell groups.
最后直到我预备好了，他们才带我来到喜年堂。
Only until eventually, when I felt I was ready, did they bring me to Jubilee.
第一次听的讲道就是长安牧师的讲道。
The first sermon I listened to then was by Pastor Chang An.
这个照片是我哈，这找不到更好的照片。
So this is anyway, a shot of Pastor Chang, just to be clear.
他们这个是anyway, 好，让我印象很深刻。
And this sermon by Pastor Chang left a lasting impression.
我会留下来喜年堂，是因为这两位是我生命中的天使。
I will stay in Jubilee because these two are angels in my life.
在各方面都让我感受到爱。
In many, many different aspects, they allow me to experience love.
因为人的关怀感受到温度留下来。
And I'm staying as a result of the warmth felt from the care and concern of others.
这个部分占很大的部分。
And this is a significant part of this.
当然无可否认上帝的话滋养我的灵再次回到主的怀里，这种感觉很不一样。
Though I also cannot deny that the word of God nourishes my soul, and to return to His presence again, that this feeling, this time, is different.
感谢主的安排，让我遇见生命中重要的两位天使。
I'm thankful for God's plan and arrangement, putting these two important angels in my life.
大家给我们的这一百个故事，都非常非常珍贵。
This 100 testimonies that have been shared with us, they are all very precious.
我们这个家庭日的这个筹委，我们会继续的商讨怎么样的继续跟进这些见证。
And our family day committee will continue to follow up to discuss as to how we can follow up on this testimony.
有些可能我们通过周报刊登的方式，比方说你今天的周报就有冰冰姐的分享。
And perhaps through bulletins that we have every week, and we have a sharing by a sister this morning.
有些呢，就好像今天这样，我们通过台上见证，我们教牧们都能够看到这些见证。
And again, perhaps by sermons that we have on stage, as we have this morning.
所以可能陆陆续续有机会，可能教牧们都可能看到一些见证，他们可以在台上分享。
And then we perhaps will invite some of the testimonies to be shared live on stage.
我们也有想过，是不是也要录制一些视频。
And we have also considered whether we need to actually start to have some broadcast online.
让更多的人知道喜年堂里面的爱，喜年堂的温暖，神带给喜年堂的恩典。
So that more will come to know the warmth and love of Jubilee Church, the grace that God has bestowed upon Jubilee.
所以告诉大家，这个我们的这个 Google Form 会一直开着，没有关闭。
So just to let everyone know that this Google Form that we have, this will actually keep on running.
如果你有见证什么要分享的，还可以继续的投稿。
So it's still active. So if you have any testimonies to share, please feel free to do so.
通过这个 QR 码，让我们知道，写给我们。
So you can simply just scan the QR code and you can share with us.
谢谢大家。
Thank you very much.